This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian,
TJ the Spy,
and Daryl.
And TJ has provided to me a video of his recent interaction with Keene Police.
I love this.
And I know you want me to play it on the air, TJ, but it's going to take some work because it needs to have audio processing run on it. It's you talking to an officer, and the phone is closer to you than it is to him. So you're much louder than the officer is in the clip. So it's going to take some audio processing. I don't know if we're going to be able to get that done in the middle of all the breaks tonight, but we can try.
We'll give it our best shot. And you know what? There's always the next time.
Right. But I'm hoping you're going to release this publicly at some point as an actual video that people
Well, just how I prefer. Like, there are many ways of dealing with the police, and this is my way. I deal with them quite frequently. Way too frequently for a guy. It's like, gosh darn it, I said, I should be an actual criminal with as many times as I've been arrested or detained. I swear to goodness, I have been in handcuffs more times than I care to count.
But how many of those times were the handcuffs applied by a police officer non-consensually?
Pretty much. Let's
go to the phones here. Tom's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, TJ, and Daryl. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to share some good news with people who haven't heard it yet. It's about the Border Patrol. Yesterday in Arizona, two Border Patrol goons, motorcycles crashed together, and one of them got killed and the other one was injured. So I just wanted to share that with
Well, everybody. I don't know if it's good news when people get hurt or die, Tom.
It's not good news when people get hurt or die. But when Border Patrol goons get hurt or cops get hurt and die, that's
because they're not human? Is that what you're saying, Tom?
Yeah. They're animals with no soul, no conscience, no moral scruples whatsoever.
They are a very complicated group of people. It's just like any group of people. There's some.
I used to say, just throw the carcasses into the dumpster with the rest of the garbage. But now I say, write down the badge numbers first, so somebody can give the family the good news that you're not going to have this stressed out goon coming home getting smashed on confiscated beer and confiscated crack cocaine and beating the daylights out of mommy and the children anymore.
You are an angry, angry man.
Well, you know, I can understand it. Thanks for the call, Tom. I used to be angry at the police as well. I mean, they do. A lot of police are very abusive, and they do hurt peaceful people. And so I can understand why someone would dehumanize them and act as though they are the enemy or whatever. I get it. It happens within the cop block circles quite frequently. People who are new to cop block and people who are old school at cop block in bigger cities, for instance, are very, very angry. And I think it's easy to justify anger because there's always some reason to be angry. There's always some new story about the police abusing somebody.
You know, my goal, I want the cop to laugh. Like, I always love it when a cop laughs because when he realizes the whole absurdity of the situation.
Well, and
is absurd that you think that police should be held accountable. Ha, ha, ha!
Well, and the police officers out there are human beings, and it's easy to dehumanize them, to act like they're robots or whatever. And there are times when I've seen police acting robotic, and I have pointed that out. Like, you know, you are not acting very human right now.
Just so you know, Ian, yes, James and I are working on it, but the next time the FBI raids our studios, we will have sex in front of the whole SWAT team, and we are going to film it and make sure it gets played for the jury.
Please.
In high def, and we're going to say, Your Honor, we have the motion to have, Your Honor, this is accurately recollect the moment of the raid. And I think that would be a wonderful thing. Just
please,
as part
please,
of your
dear Lord,
package.
Make sure that I am not here when that happens.
No.
That I do not want to see.
Yeah, it was 6 a.m. when they came in last time, so you probably wouldn't.
And we were both having one of those tender moments, the St. James, you have made so much of my life.
Anyway, let's get back to the issue here of dehumanizing the police, because it is something that's it's not uncommon, not just in liberty circles, but also of just people in general, especially young people, people who live in ghettos, people where you know the police are abusive, more so towards them than other places. It's easy to look at the police as the enemy, and they are doing in a lot of cases things that are wrong. They are hurting their fellow man unnecessarily, and it's and you know just like when there's any kind of war going on, it's common for one side to dehumanize the other. Those darn Japs.
Right. Look at the propaganda that came out back in the 1940s.
They even had Disney propaganda.
I mean, you like Mark Furman is another example in the O.J. Simpson trial. Remember, like one of his famous thing. The first six lines out of every boop person's mouth is always a lie. And I'm like, oh, God, he just said, Miss Detective Furman, are you saying in the past 10 years you have never used the N-word? That is what I'm saying under oath. And he was convicted of perjury, and he lost his job and his pension. But if you or I would have made that kind of lie, we would have gone to prison. He got probation. And I'm just like, probation for felony perjury?
Yeah, and when there's
and
two
that
sets
whole
of rules.
Case, I mean... Like, I think O.J. did it, but I understand why the jury, after hearing what that... I'm like, for God's sake.
I think O.J. paid somebody to do it.
Really? Well, anyway, when you've got the police and it's clear that they're subject to a different set of rules than the rest of us, that can create animosity. When the police are hurting peaceful people, arresting your boyfriends, girlfriends, brothers, sisters.
I wrote a letter to Judge Crump, and I said I wanted to congratulate you. It's so wonderful to be a judge. I'm glad that if you had been a normal person, they would
take Judge Crump?
The guy who was annoyed with me coughing with, my friend.
Oh, okay. When you were coughing in court to communicate.
To communicate. Because the thing is, if I would have been up there, I just would have been making this, the objections in order. But my friend didn't know all the rules.
Right.
So it was like a literal game of we had hand signals. I would tell him when to make what objection. They're going to try and pull this sneaky trick, so you're going to counter with this sneaky trick. Mm-hmm. And they were going, how does this guy know? He knows all the right motion in limine to preclude hearsay testimony. How does he know what these words are? He's using the right. He's not a lawyer, but how the heck does he know what all these words mean? This is what only lawyers know. He knows our secret language. And it just confuses the heck out of him.
Now, so Mark Furman apparently is a forensics and crime scene expert for Fox News.
For television now. Yep.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a wonderful lesson. It's like, yeah, kids, commit felony perjury. Let a murderer go because you said something. And then also get a high-paying job on Fox News.
So, but to get back, I mean, to get out of the courtroom and back into the issue of the police being abusive and people dehumanizing them, I used to be like Tom. I used to think about the police getting shot. I mean, those were the things that I thought about because of the violence that they commit, some of them, on peaceful people, and I, would fantasize about that. I don't do that anymore because when I moved to New Hampshire, I was able to actually connect with the police here as human beings. I went on a ride-along years ago. You can actually see it if you search for Keene Police Ride-Along on YouTube. It's a five-part series, and me and Sam Dodson and my girlfriend at the time went on this ride-along, and we got to really get to know Shane Maxfield, who was a police lieutenant in Keene at the time, and we found out that he was against the war on drugs and in favor of gun rights and things like that, and so there are things that these guys agree with us on.
You know what I want? I would love Trooper Gazer and Trooper Yaros and my fiance to get together, and of course James and I will be stoned way ahead of time. They don't have to be stoned. We understand they're law enforcement officers. But I would just love to have a heart-to-heart with them and be like, guys, what did we accomplish? Like, really? Over? You are going to get around that corner or else I'm arresting you.
And are you referring to the officers who arrested
James?
James, who's your boyfriend.
Resisting arrest.
Yeah. Almost 2 years ago.
It's like, come on. Yeah. And honestly, resisting arrest, from the time you said you're under arrest to the time the click of the handcuffs was 5 seconds. I mean, if a guy's going to resist arrest, grab his gun, throw a punch, do something, that was the most pathetic resisting. Come on, just be honest with me. You guys were mad at him, and you wanted to teach him a lesson.
Whether they'll be honest with you or not depends on whether or not you're recording video. If it's an off-the-record meeting, they may be more honest with you about that. But
if they wanted to be off the record, I'm cool with that. Yeah. I would respect that because, I think the thing that struck me when Trooper Gazer, he said, I steeled myself for the arrest that I knew was coming. And my counter would have been, Trooper Gazer, how did you know? Like, is an arrest always inevitable? Like,
yes.
If a suspect tells you no.
You know, it wouldn't hurt to reach out and ask, TJ, if that's something that you really want to do.
Of course, I'm always happy
to
talk.
Can usually reach these guys. You can call up the Troop C or wherever it is they work. Toll-free number is 855-453. We'll get back into the college students coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. That's RealPriceSilver.com. RealPriceSilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Tonight with you in studio, Ian here.
TJ the Spy.
And Daryl.
All right, let's get back into the story we just kind of scratched the surface on so far. It is coming out of where again, Daryl?
Intellectual Takeout is the website that has the story. I've actually also pulled up the report from the organization ACT. They're the people that administer that test.
Testing, yeah.
And they put out something called the National Curriculum Survey. And before I get into the part that Intellectual Takeout has highlighted, I want to read one of the first findings that they have in this report. They say 76% of high school teachers reported that their states had adopted Common Core. 95% of those teachers have reported being at least slightly familiar with the standards. That is pretty much where it was 4 years ago, the last time they did one of these reports. Among those reporting any degree of familiarity with Common Core, just over 2 in 5, 42%, believe the standards are either a great deal or completely aligned with college instructors' expectations regarding college readiness. However, alongside this reported degree of alignment between the Common Core and college instructors' expectations about college readiness, the percentage of college instructors who reported that their incoming freshmen are well prepared for college-level work is down.
Hmm.
In 2009 and 2012, the two previous surveys in which they asked the question, 26% of college instructors reported on a 4-point scale that their students' level of preparedness was in the top half of the scale. This year, however, the percentage was only 16%.
Whew.
So college professors are saying students are less prepared than ever. And that goes hand in hand with the thing that is being pointed out here at Intellectual Takeout.
I mean, I remember when I was in community college, there were frequently people who would
have to take remedial classes.
That's the term, remedial classes, meaning basically they had to go and learn all the stuff they were supposed to learn in middle school and high school or elementary school in order to actually get into the basic level college courses.
Almost all of my classes that were not directly related to my major were rehashes of things that I took in either junior high or high school.
And they weren't even remedial.
And this was not remedial. This was, you have to take a math class. And unless you take calculus, you have to take algebra, which I took in eighth grade.
So it
was literally the same class that I took in junior high.
It was so literal.
The history class was the same history class that I had in, like, 10th grade.
Was it the exact same book?
Exact
that's what happened to me.
Same book.
Yeah, that happened to me, too. One of my science classes in college was the exact same book that I'd used in school. Now, I did go to the gifted school when I was in high school, so maybe that's why. But
I did not
you
go
didn't.
To the gifted school. I did not even take AP classes.
All right.
So the findings from this National Curriculum Survey explain that the survey serves to ask educators about what they teach or don't teach in their courses and how important they feel various topics in their discipline are for students to be successful in these and future courses. The section on English language arts is particularly interesting. ACT asked teachers in the fields of English, history, and other social sciences to name the reading skills that are most important to a student's success in class. An overwhelming number of K-12 and college instructors listed the following five areas as the most important: determining central ideas, identifying important details, drawing conclusions and making inferences, evaluating evidence and or support for an author's claims, and distinguishing among fact, opinion, and reasoned judgment. But many college instructors were quick to discover many high school graduates were ill-prepared in these areas, in spite of the fact that their teachers recognized these areas as vital to success.
Hmm.
Most startling was the fact that only 18% of college instructors rated their first-year students as well-prepared in the area of distinguishing among fact, opinion, and reasoned judgment.
Only 18% of college freshman teachers, teachers who teach freshmen, said their students were ready to determine opinion from fact. Is that what you
yes.
just said? Okay.
Yes. Such news is deeply concerning. If today's students are unable to discern between fact and opinion while still in school, how will they be able to separate the truth from propaganda which pours from the hydrant of information that the American public is fed every day?
So we didn't actually get more than the opinions of the teachers in that. I mean, it's an interesting survey. Obviously, it's still worth something. You're still dealing with the opinions of the teachers, not a direct test of the students themselves to really see if they can, determine. Because it would be interesting, right? I mean, if ACT is a testing company, then in theory they could make a test that would determine whether or not the student taking the test could distinguish between opinion and fact. Like, fact, TJ has a penis. Opinion, TJ is the most handsome man in all of the planet. Right?
No, so, come on. That is absolute fact. Okay, let me explain. I have no idea what is going on in this house, but there is a ghost that turns straight people gay, gay people straight. It's just a totally weird what goes on in this house. And I'm just going, I don't know if I'm crazy, but I think this house is haunted. Like, the whole studio, it just gives me bad juju vibes.
Well, I've never seen evidence of hauntings, but then again, maybe I'm just not attuned to that sort of thing, TJ. But, you know, you went to college, though.
Yes.
You actually went through a full-on 4 years, right?
Yes, I have. So, if you want me to go get my... I love
no,
to
you don't have to go and get the paperwork to prove it.
I actually got it. Like, I love showing my Social Security leave and earnings statement. It's like, look how much I made. You know what's so funny? I was still incredibly depressed, no matter how much
money. Oh, you're making a bunch of money. But, you know, back to college. So
I have a BS and graduated cum laude from the Missouri University of Science and Technology.
Now, obviously, this was, you were in college a decade ago, probably, at this point,
yes,
right?
From May of 1999, I graduated from high school, and in May of 2002, I got a BS in math.
Okay, so we're in college around the same time.
And a BS in computer engineering, and then, you know, got rejected from the PhD program, which was very devastating for me. It was always a dream.
Did you notice anything about young people, you know, being clueless about opinion versus fact?
I noticed many professors and I have had candid conversations. It's just me. Are kids getting stupider each year? And it is not just me. Dr. Miller, before she died, she said, yes, the parents are calling me and saying, why aren't you reminding my college-age kids to do his homework? And it's like, lady, your kid is 20 years old.
Wow.
And he's in college.
That's another discussion, is the helicopter parenting as well, that is a huge factor in keeping these people who are supposed to be adults as childlike as they possibly can. And that's, I think, contributing to some of this. The toll-free number is 855-453. Your analysis is welcome. Maybe you're in school right now. Free Talk Live.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's college students being more clueless than ever before, or your thoughts on police abuse, anything you want to discuss here tonight is completely up to you. You can join the show at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian, TJ, and Daryl in the studio tonight. Audio on demand listen line is there for you, and we're already up to a few thousand minutes of listening per day on this line. So thanks to folks who are tuning in that way. You can listen anytime to Free Talk Live or close to a dozen of the other liberty-oriented shows that you can find at lrn.fm. The phone number that you'll need is 641-793-9660. It's available there 24 hours a day, and it's just a regular long-distance phone call, so it doesn't actually cost you anything off of your data plan to make this phone call and listen to Free Talk Live or a bunch of the other shows, or you can just listen to the lrn.fm live feed And you can also call and leave a voicemail that will be distributed to our email addresses. So you can call up 641-793-9660. If you choose Free Talk Live from the main menu, we're number 2 at the main menu, and then anytime you want, it'll announce to you as soon as it starts playing our show back, that you can just hit 0 anytime and then leave a message, and it'll be delivered to our email boxes. So try it out at 641-793-9660. And, of course, obviously, we may use your voicemails on the air. Now, more to say about college students, Daryl, your analysis?
There's a little bit more. I've been digging into the actual report put out by ACT.
Mm-hmm. And which basically, for listeners just tuning in, says they interviewed teachers, and yes, they found that college teachers are saying freshman students are basically clueless about determining facts.
Prepared to be in college than ever before.
And on one of those factors is being able to determine opinion from fact, and like 18% of teachers said that their students are prepared in that way or something like that. What was it, 18%?
Correct. Only 18% of the teachers said that they felt that the incoming freshmen were able to distinguish between fact and opinion.
That's pretty bad. All right, so what else did you want to share?
They also asked teachers, not just college teachers and high school teachers, but also elementary school teachers and potential employers to rate out various things on a scale of 1 to 10. And they highlight some things here. Getting along with others. For example, cooperating with other students, coworkers, etc., was rated somewhat more important by elementary and middle school teachers and workforce respondents than by high school teachers or college instructors. Keeping an open mind or being curious towards a variety of ideas was rated more important by educators than workforce respondents. Hmm. And maintaining composure, that is, remaining calm, keeping emotions under control, etc., was rated slightly more important by workforce respondents than by educators. So, you know, obviously the workforce and supervisors in the workforce have a completely different set of expectations than teachers. Teachers do.
Right. So the idea, of course, behind government schools that it's preparing young people to go into the workforce. And what you're saying is maybe they're not even teaching the right things for that.
Right. And I just realized that I had something in my show prep folder about the reasons that school does not actually prepare anybody for the real world.
Okay. I would love to hear some of those if you want to share them.
So I'll just go through that. They've got a bullet list, and then, of course, they explain a little bit more, but I'll just go through and tell me if there's any of these you want me to delve into. They say that school suffocates curiosity.
It does. Yeah, when you force people to learn things, it creates, at least for me, it created a resentment. You know, I want to learn things, but I want to learn the things I want to learn, you know, not what they tell me to.
Well, good for you. You know, as an adult, you should have a right. That's part of being an adult, saying, I want to learn Chinese.
Right, but as a child or as a young person, they force things down your throat, and that creates the opposite effect.
You know, and it's such a shame. Like, mathematics is so beautiful to me, and James gets so annoyed because I go on and on and on about it. But, you know, it's nice to get together. So I love to communicate the joy and love I have of mathematics every now and again.
And you want to learn things the way that you're able to learn them. And, well, schools, for the most part, are unadjusting in their methods.
They teach one size fits all.
Here's the way you are supposed to learn. And, of course, they do say, except for a small number of elite schools that are applying revolutionary methods and trying different things, schools, by and large, have a way of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Being plain old handy is another one. I feel I do need to read the paragraph here. They say, sure you're done with your education and should start living by yourself, enjoying privacy and independence. But there are a couple of things you forgot about. Another problem you'll probably be faced with are minor home repairs, because chances are that you never had something as simple as a screwdriver in your hands, so I guess you'll be confused with changing a light bulb. And they don't teach you how to do, you know, household repair in school.
No, that's true.
They also don't teach you anything about the monetary system. And that's actually...
They taught me how to write checks. Well, good.
I don't remember if I learned how to do that in home ec. I do recall learning how to
sew in home ec.
Yep, so...
I've never had home ec. And they didn't have it at gifted school.
I learned how to bake, although I obviously
knew
how
the laundry.
Cook.
I mean, if you've grown up and you've never done the laundry, a bunch of college kids, I'm like, well, dude, it's very simple. What you do is you buy detergent, dirty clothes. But it is funny to watch a bunch of college engineers.
People? I mean, come on, you really need to learn.
Well, you think they would be smart, like engineers, right? But literally, I had to teach a lot of dudes how to do laundry. Wow. And I'm like, dude, you're 18, you had a 35 on the ACT, how the hell can you not figure out? I mean, like, okay, I've never done the laundry either, but you can't read the instruction panel and figure it out? And, like, no. I just take my laundry back home to my mom and she does it for me.
Now, I do remember when we were baking blueberry muffins, I misread the instructions, and while everything was in the blender, I threw the blueberries in. Because it said, you know, like, do this and then mix in the blueberries. Well, everything was in the blender. I'm mixing in the blueberries.
Yeah.
And so I had purple berry muffins because they actually turned purple, and I got an A on my purple berry muffin because they were so tasty.
And now, Ian, do you promise, can we air that on the next break, on the next segment, our final segment?
Well, you're referring to something our listeners may not be aware of what you're talking about. You've got a clip that we've been working on here. We'll get to that here, TJ. We're in the middle of this right now.
I apologize.
So unfamiliarity with the monetary system and lack of cooking are the final two things that they list here. But, of course, you know, there is home ec that I honestly don't know if that's available as an elective in schools anymore.
Oh, it's got to be. Come on. That's like a typical school thing,
I don't know. They
it?
Pulled dodgeball out of schools.
Well, that's because someone got hurt.
Right. And there's not fire in dodgeball. There's fire in a kitchen.
You know, how awesome would it have been if I could have gone to public school and learned how to shoot an AR-15? That's a useful skill. You got a bunch of nuisance deer in your backyard.
It's back in the old days, you could bring a rifle to school.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Kylan. He's on the line via Skype. Hello, Kylan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, something a little bit more, I guess, I don't know if you call it logistics or housekeeping, but I was just thinking, a few days ago, I was trying to take a look, because I did want to donate to your guys' free-to-air satellite kind of drive that you're doing for Africa, and when I did it, I remember the specific URL, you know, the web address that you guys gave on the air. So I went to your guys' website, and I don't know if you guys have changed it or not, but when I was there, it's kind of hard to find the area that told me where to go to find to actually donate. So I don't know if you guys are aware of that issue or if other users have experienced that. But
now, are you referring to freetalklive.com or lrn.fm?
I want to say it's freetalklive.com specifically.
Yeah, you're right. There isn't any kind of notice up there at freetalklive.com, but on lrn.fm, it's right there at the top of the page.
Yep, so it's the first thing you see.
Yeah, I apologize for any confusion
there.
The URL is fund.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to it. If you had more, Kylan, you're welcome to stand by. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we did just have Kylan on the line. He just wanted to ask about the lrn.fm satellite fundraiser, which is going on right now. And it is going on for the next week. And then it's going to be over. So we've been... It's been a two-month-long, 60-day fundraiser, and so far, I can tell you this, unless there's some sort of huge outpouring of support within the last week, we're not going to make the goal. But I didn't really think we were going to make the goal anyway, given that we didn't make the goal last year. We did raise enough last year, though, to continue our African satellite African satellite, which is over sub-Saharan Africa, includes Cameroon, it includes all the way down to South Africa. And so this year, you know, whatever amount we raise is going to go towards the current satellites. The idea was to raise enough to add a third satellite over Europe and the Middle East and North Africa. And again, we're going to have to get a lot more contributions in the next 7 days if that's going to be a possibility. So that doesn't seem very likely. But I just want to remind everybody listening, if you've been thinking about donating, but if you've been holding off because, oh, well, you know, they're nowhere near their goal. I think we're at like 5% or something.
6%.
Like 6% now. Okay, that's good. So we're at 6%. It's highly unlikely we're going to make it to 100%. But even if all we get is 10%, 16%, or, you know, something like that, because this is an Indiegogo campaign and not a Kickstarter, we can actually, we will collect the amount that is donated. Now, Indiegogo will take a portion for their services, obviously, and the thing that happens with Indiegogo is that if you don't make the goal, they do take a larger amount. So instead of like 5%, they'll take 9% or something like that. But still, we'll end up with most of what folks have donated, and that will go towards our satellite operations. And you can go to fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. You can contribute $5 if you want. The minimum perk contribution is $10. And again, that helps us pay for our satellite time over North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And if you value the ideas of liberty getting into people's heads all around the globe, then this is a way to support that. And if you break it down, I mean, even the $50 contribution is just a few cents per day when you break it down over a full year. And there's some great perks available. Daryl, you're giving away copies of A Rebel's Journey in
yes.
both audiobook and PDF
yes.
format. That is one of the freebies, and you'll be giving that to anybody who contributes at any level.
Yes.
Not just the $10 level. So if you throw in $100, you'll get the books that way. And there's some other goodies there. Go and check it out at fund.lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. First up, Ernie's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ernie.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Ernie, what's on your mind tonight?
I was wondering about, like, you know, politics, and we have, like, I mean, I never really got into that because I'm kind of, like, from the sticks, and I didn't know what left-wing and right-wing. I thought that a bird, the same bird, had both wings, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much
right.
Right, they're pretty much you know, the same party. They just slightly differ in order to make people think that they're somewhat different. But yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, why get involved in politics? I mean, they're just two sides of the same coin, screwing you over.
Well, I'm just like, I just don't like or concern myself with the like,
sure.
You know, I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah, I heard you.
I was wondering, like, it's Hillary Clinton, you know her, right? So they probably got me all up on the NSA and all this shit.
Ted, there, I got to let you go. He may be really drunk,
dump,
and
dump,
I think
dump.
He might have said the S word there.
Nope, he did. I heard it. I'm like, yep, Ian, hit the button. Yep. The FCC will be calling.
And he may have called earlier. You may be right about that, Daryl.
I didn't think he sounded accidental, but yeah, we got to watch what we say.
I think he was the guy who accidentally said something earlier.
Yeah, the guy that was watching on Facebook that he pronounced things the way that he should not have pronounced them.
Right. Oh, he did? I didn't hear. I heard an accident. It sounded like a slip of the tongue.
I think he was just drunk.
No, I'm talking about the guy that called earlier that also sounded just
like
that incredibly drunk guy.
Okay. All right. Let's go to this audio from a video that is not available anywhere. So hopefully
you're guilting me into it. We'll
yes,
work
Talk Live exclusive.
It is an exclusive here. This has never been heard publicly. This is TJ getting pulled over.
No, we were at a local hotel, and
weren't in the car?
No.
James was in the car when I arrived on the scene.
Okay, me and a gentleman decided to enjoy each other's company with James, and I said, we don't like the drama around here. And James, I swear to God, if we smoke something or do something, this is going to blow up. So let's just go to a local hotel. There won't be any drama. And so now he gets to say, yeah, honey, I have a great idea. Let's go smoke. Let's go and smoke some tobacco. That may or may not have been tobacco, but of course, you know, obviously, because there's a no smoking agreement, and I totally violated the non smoking agreement. And I'm going to go to the hotel manager and say, look, I apologize for the behavior.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yes, I can make amends. I mean, I believe it's
allowed
important.
To do what?
Go to the hotel to speak with the
manager.
I'm
not going to. I'm going to call them tomorrow and then offer a peace offering of, like, you know, well, the agreement
Were
said,
you banned forever from the property? I thought they just banned you for the night.
Well, I wanted to always ensure that I was
so
welcome back.
Ambiguous.
All right, let's play the audio here without all the setup. But basically, the cops got called on you, TJ.
Yeah.
For alleged smoking in a hotel.
Yeah.
All right, so here's...
There's more to it than that. Not just, you know, smoking cannabis was the allegation.
Those are the allegations.
I'm not going to admit to it that on radio.
No, you shouldn't do that.
But
we're not
I'm just going
to
say...
to admit anything.
I'm just saying that was the allegation.
All right, here's the
audio. So you were in that room, correct?
I have nothing to say without speaking to my attorney.
Well, I need your ID.
You suspect me of a crime?
Yes, I do.
All right. Then under Hibble v. Nevada, I'm required to provide you my license.
Do you have any belongings left in that room?
I can't answer any questions.
Again, notice, I said he has no right to keep questioning me, but those
keep asking. Yep.
So you got to be persistent with them. Like, keep again. And so repeat it again and again. Because if you break and finally say, okay, I'll talk to you.
That's when they got you.
Then they got you. You can talk to them at any time, but they're allowed to say, okay, do you want to talk to me now? Do you want to talk to me now? You want to talk to me now? So
I can't answer any questions without my attorney being present.
Well, call your attorney.
Oh, yeah. I'm really going to call him at 10 p.m. at night. He's going to be awake, dude. You know full goodwill. I'm not going to call him.
I don't think he's up at the time.
I guess your belongings are going to stay in the room then, I suppose, huh? I certainly hope you don't have any in there. I can't confirm that you do or not. Thank you.
Yes.
Travis.
Because if there's contraband in the room, I'm totally going to voluntarily admit that, yes, officer, I had possession of that contraband right there. Whatever. I'm not saying what's in the room. I mean, it'd be kind of stupid to see a bunch of cops down there and then leave contraband in the room knowing it's going to be subject to Fourth Amendment exclusion. Like, it would be allowed under the Fourth Amendment.
I mean, I wish we could continue with a detailed analysis, but we've got to get through the clip.
Do you not understand why I'm asking these questions, or are you just being difficult to be difficult?
No, I'm just exercising my rights as, under the law.
Would you understand, did you answer the question, do you understand why I'm asking you these questions?
Yes.
Okay. So if you do have belongings in that room and you are choosing to not answer those questions, those things are going to be considered abandoned property.
That probably would be a good assumption.
Okay. As long as you're okay with that, I'm okay with it. He doesn't want to answer questions about his attorney, so ask him to call his attorney.
He's not awake.
He's not awake.
No, he's not coming down.
He's not awake right now.
Weird.
They're not talking to us.
Is this current address for you at 4020 Green Mountain?
Correct.
With CRX. Circle?
Crossing.
Crossing. Never seen that. We don't have those up here.
We don't have crossing.
Are you just recording or are you streaming that?
Again, I have nothing to say without my attorney.
I was just going
to
let you know that I'm about to give you personal information over the radio. So.
Okay.
But you're free to call your attorney.
Yeah.
Last of Park, P-A-R-K. First of Travis, J. Jared, middle. Assuming you don't come back with any extraditable warrants, you're going to be free to leave. You're going to be asked to leave. Well, you're going to be told to leave the property. You're not welcome back on this property, which, as you may or may not have heard, includes the bar, the entire curtilage of this property.
8-0-1-74.
But...
Right, so they said you're not welcome back, but they did not say for the remainder of this evening, for the rest of this week, the rest of this month, the rest of this year, or the rest of your life.
Well, anyway.
Well, no official notice was given, I don't believe, any kind of actual written trespass.
Well, again, like, I just want people to hear the clip.
Darn, I was kind of hoping that something would come back.
Let me vote.
Have a good one, my good sir.
I think that's pretty much it there.
What? No, there's more. Leave the property this moment.
Yes, great.
Yep, okay, that's it. Yeah. Leave the property at this moment.
Yeah, well, yeah, I totally knew that. And I got out of there like a rabbit.
Now, what about the things in the room, the alleged things in the room?
They went to the room. There was nothing in the room.
Okay.
What idiot would leave contraband in a room?
If there were contraband. Like,
no, it's just like...
But you still don't want to answer any of their questions
exactly.
Because they will turn it against you.
They absolutely will. And I think you did a great job with that, TJ, and we'll look forward to letting our listeners know and they can watch the
We love our tobacco.
YouTube.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.